Okay, so the fish is totally ruined, the meat is totally nuts, and I say, I have to be Simcha. I told the guys I have to choose Simcha. So I run over, I call a caterer, I say, I'm so, so sorry, I apologize. And she's really nice, but she says, it's okay, I didn't mean to, don't worry about it. We just have to find a new place for you to put your bike.
I feel like your neighbors in the old city hate you.
No, she generally likes me. Anyway, so I clean it all out, Clorox or whatever, fine. Go on with my life. I'm washing the dishes, whatever. It wasn't the best night of my life. Wake up this morning, wasn't the best morning. And then then my electric bike was not plugged in because I didn't have a place to plug it, even though I tried to plug it in my house, but it wasn't working for some crazy reason. I said, I have to choose Simcha. So I start, you know what? I'll try to plug it in. It's not going in, it's not going out. I'm like, oh God. Fine. I take away the electric thing. I said, I'll just bike it to school. I got to get to school on time. I'll just bike it there on my own. And meanwhile, the wheel goes out. You'll see downstairs. Yeah. My wheel, I get up. I get a flat. I'm literally like, I have to choose. No, I wasn't like, I was just like, Hashem, you're testing me.
I'm like,
I have no choice. I can't go back now. I have all this stuff and I have to pick up this fish later. And my bike is broken and I'm really late. And I just start running. I'm like running with my bike, singing. And I get here. That's why I was a little late today, you guys saw. And it was crazy. But the good news is the lady, she was kind of in a bad mood. So she's like, I don't want these cookies anymore. And I was like, you sure? He's like, nah, they're not good for me anymore. So I just took the cookie and I was like, all right, I have cookies for Allah Chaseidah for the guys. So you see that sometimes good things can come from really tough things. And that was my Simcha story of the day, of choosing Simcha, even though things are really rough sometimes.
So you have no wheel on your bike.
I don't have a wheel on my bike. I have to go pick up fish. And I'm choosing Simcha. And I made packets for you guys. I don't remember where I left them. But the point is, I'm choosing Simcha because that's what we have to do. Good stuff. Anybody else have a moment yesterday where they decided to choose Simcha? No pressure.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
So, this entire summer, I never worked out and I never had any protein. And my body suffered for it. And then I get to Israel in the apartment and there's this crazy culture of fitness that I've been... Sponsored by Avraham Zigo. That I really wanted to be a part of, and because I love working out and stuff like that. And on top of everything, that whole malaria joke isn't too far off. Like, Jeremy and I have this like phantom thing that we haven't been able to pin down, like these random waves of thought that for me have been happening every time I engage in any sort of physical activity at all. So working out has been a total no-go at all. But it was really bringing me down. And then yesterday, in between, at dinner / right before night seder, I was like, no, today is the day. Today is the day I get back into it. Body be damned. I'm going to help my body. So I went up to the roof, and I was only able to do half of the regimen I was able to do right before I left. But it was awesome. It was awesome just getting back into it, sweating again, going through reps.
It looked amazing.
Amazing. Awesome.
I'm pumped.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you for doing your homework.
Felt so good after.
So let's keep on pushing ourselves. Dafka when it's tough. That's where it's up. Yeah.
So yesterday, I chose like the optional Beis Midrash time. Then got kicked out of the Beis Midrash because they were doing a shear in there. And so I really wanted to like be upset, you know, but I was like, you know, whatever, I'll just go somewhere else. And then so I just came up here.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. With 10 minutes or so, 12 minutes left. 50 minutes, whatever. So I want to do a few more introductions that I forgot to mention yesterday. First of all, there's a Gemara that talks about how Rabbi Preda would teach his students 400 times before anything would actually go. He would just repeat the lessons over and over and over and over and over again. So, perhaps. But the truth is, every one of us is that Rabbi Preda's student. Because in order to change our habits, we just need to continually remind ourselves. In order to train our brain to think positively, we need to do this over and over and over. So if it doesn't come day one, that's okay, that's normal. And we just got to keep pushing ourselves. Eventually, you actually can neurologically change your brain to start thinking more positively, just like you can neurologically train your brain to start liking certain foods or start not liking sugar or whatever. You can go on a negativity fast and start only thinking positive thoughts, and you can actually get rid of that part of your thinking. It takes a lot of hard work, but we're already prayed as students, so it's okay if it's a slow process.
Do you think you've mastered it?
Not at all. Not at all. It's definitely a skill that I'm... I told you, the main reason I wanted to teach this is for me, so that I can start off my day being besimcha and then choosing right at the beginning of my day to be happy. And I've seen that my day is different if I do that. So I'm really just... It's really just for me, but I love having you guys along for the ride. Cool? Okay. Second of all, I wanted to introduce a Hasidic concept. And then... The Hasidic concept, I actually heard it this summer. I heard it from Rav Tzvi Friedman. He's a genius in Chabad philosophy. And he said the following. When we talk about a certain spiritual concept, Hasidically, you actually bring that concept into the world. So if I'm talking about Torah, I'm actually bringing that Torah into the world. And if I'm talking about happiness, I'm actually bringing more happiness into the world. I'm generating simcha by talking about simcha. So when we talk about simcha and choose to dwell upon that, I'm bringing that simcha into the universe. That's it for me and for the whole world. Now, psychologically speaking, if you're not yet there Hasidically, that just makes sense. Because our brains, whatever we put in it, that's what's there. Right? So if we choose to dwell on positive, that's what will be there, and we will be positive people. If we choose to read negative, violence and whatever, that's what will be in our brains. We choose our realities, literally, psychologically. And so if we have this Simcha seminar, again, the idea is to start off our day with joy being the primary thing and the way you start something is the way it continues. So again, that's another reason why I think it's so important to start off our day with Simcha. Yeah.
What is Simcha?
Great, exactly. So over the course of the class of this course for the next month, we'll be defining different definitions of what Simcha is. But on a very, I guess, simple level, I'm not talking about a superficial, happy, happy-dappy, fun party type of Simcha that's here today and gone tomorrow. Fun could be positive and helpful and good in many contexts. I'm all for fun, right? I love playing sports and running, whatever. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a deep inside type of simcha where you feel inner peace, inner harmony, content. And we'll have to talk about different ways of defining simcha, joy, as we go along. But let's say on a basic level, that's what I'm talking about, a deep inside connection, right? Maybe a person's not dancing in all day, but he feels content inside.
So simcha is like more like a passive thing?
No, it could be active and it could be passive, but it's inside. Sometimes someone's externally laughing and smiling all day, but deep inside he's broken. And sometimes someone's quiet to himself, but they're happy, they're bishalva. So I guess it's a little hard to give an exact definition, but I think most of us can intuit the difference between, external joy and internal happiness. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So that's a little chassidus. Point number 3/... our homework for today is that in order to make anything happen, we need to have a ratzon. We need to want it. We need to really want it. It's cute to talk about happiness, but the only way we're really going to have happiness is to mamish foster that will to be happy. So in order to do that, I wanted to take 5 minutes, and do a little meditation. Every day we'll be doing different meditations or exercises. Okay? So like, today, when I was on my bike running here singing, I choose to be happy, I choose to be happy, I choose to be happy.
Did you ride your bike here?
No, I ran my bike here. That was an exercise. I was verbalizing something inside because my inner thoughts were, oh, this stinks, I hate this, I'm so angry, I'm so upset. But I verbalized happiness by doing this exercise to overcome those negative thoughts, okay? So... Ideally, I'll get you guys some packets tomorrow if you guys are in, and you can write it on your packets, but ideally I would have you guys write, I choose happiness. Since we don't have pads, instead today we'll do it verbally, okay? So on three, together, we're going to say together, 3, 2, 1, I choose happiness, okay? 3, 2, 1,
I choose happiness.
Awesome. One more time.
I choose happiness.
Awesome, I choose simcha. Amazing. Okay. Exercise, now do that throughout the day and you'll see you'll actually start being happier. Exercise number 2. Imagine, okay, right now, close your eyes and close the door. Close your eyes, start breathing. start breathing, get in a real comfortable position, doing many, many exercises, many, many meditation. Okay. Breathe in. Breathe out. Calm yourself. Now, imagine right now, as you continue to slowly breathe in, slowly breathe out, these aliens come into Eretz Chemda, into our classroom, and they suck you up into their universe. And they put you in their little UFO, and they wipe away, they put a little thing on your brain, and you could feel it on your brain, and it wipes away all the negativity in your brain, anything sad that's ever happened to you. And they start pumping you with happiness drugs, whatever it is, happiness vitamins. And you just start remembering all of your most happy moments in life. So guys, right now, think of two of your most happy moments in your life. Really try to feel it. Re-experience that moment when you hit that buzzer shot or hugged your mom. I don't know. Now, as you're in this happy place, this simcha place, you decide that from now on, you're just going to be totally happy, the simcha, wherever you do. Imagine your life living this happiness existence. You wake up in the morning and you're a little tired, but you just decide, I'm going to smile. And you're walking around smiling. And everyone you greet with such happiness and hugs. And you're loving your activity, and you're loving your learning, and you're raising everyone up, and you're bringing everyone to the highest level of happiness, and you're just radiating happiness and joy. Awesome. Okay, guys, so now what I want us to do is make a commitment, because nothing really changes without commitments, and I want us to think, I want to commit myself that today I'm going to choose happiness, and I'm going to try to be as much as possible that person that I imagined myself in this little meditation. I'm going to be that person that radiates happiness, that greets people with joy, that's positive despite all the challenges in life. And
if you don't have notebooks,
we'll just do an ad hoc version today. Ultimately, I'd love if you guys could get notebooks. But today, I just want everyone to write on a piece of paper and really just make a commitment. Say, I commit myself to work hard to be happy. And you can put it in your pocket and try to look at it when you're a little down. And the idea is that only when we make commitments, and especially now that we're a group meeting together and hopefully to motivate each other, we put here, pass around the pen as I'm finishing up, and we're gonna commit ourselves that today is gonna be the happiest day of our life, Bezrat Hashem. Okay, as we turn on pens, everyone can just write, I will commit myself to work hard. There may be moments of sadness, but I'm gonna work hard to make this happiness happen, because unless we commit ourselves to make that reality, it won't happen. Cool? How was that meditation? It was nice? It was cool?
That was nice.
Excited for your homework today? Awesome. Maybe we'll one or two more Torah sources. So we mentioned Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman Mibresov writes a book called Likutei Maharan. Okay? It's his greatest teachings. We're going to read one of the greatest teachings of Likutei Maharan, 224. Mitzvah gedola liot besimcha. Liot besimcha tamid. What does that mean?
It's a big mitzvah to be happy.
It's a great mitzvah to be happy.
Constantly.
So, to constantly choose happiness. Now, Rabbi Nachman was actually known that he wasn't always in a great mood. He actually had a lot of ups and downs. But he chose happiness no matter where he was going. Make every effort to maintain a happy, positive outlook at all times. It's a natural tendency to get down because of the hardships of life. Everyone has their full share of suffering. That is why you must force yourself to be happy at all times. Okay, you must choose that. You guys see, there's that movie, I'm trying to remember, where you see all the different emotions of different people.
Inside Out,
right? Great movie, right? So, I liked it. And one of the things that was meaningful for me is when you have that sadness who like just wants to get dragged down, like, you know, go down, and the happiness kind of like lift that sad emotion up. But the sadness is necessary. It's important to have sadness as part of our emotional psyche. But at the same time, we've got to try as often as possible to lift ourselves up. Okay? One more teaching from Rabbi Nachman. Maybe two. The very first thing Rabbi Nachman says when you decide to become a servant of Hashem is that from this very instant on, you have to be filled with joy. Because God can't stand sadness. Again, it doesn't mean that you can't be sad sometimes, but God can't stand depression when a person chooses to dwell in the mud. So if I want to be a servant of Hashem, the very first thing Rabbi Nachman says is I have to choose God. Now why is that? Why? What does serving Hashem have to do with being happy? I understand it's psychologically important, but why is it so crucial in order to serve Hashem to be happy? What's the connection? What do you guys think? What's the connection between serving Hashem? Why can't I be sad, walk around, and put on my tefillin? What do you guys think?
Hashem just needs you to be happy in order to serve Him. Why?
But why?
Why?
I know that.
Because happiness is part of serving Hashem. You have to enjoy what you do. Like, you have to...
You're right. Shlomo, you're right. And the answer could just be because God said so. Because that's part of it. But I'm asking, he's saying, I'm trying to go a little deeper. Besides, God says you should be happy because He loves us and He wants us to be happy. Just why would it help our service of Hashem to be in a happy, good mood? I'm sure a lot of us have had experiences where we're in a bad mood and we're in a good mood. Compare that in terms of the mitzvahs that we do afterwards. How is it different? Yeah, Avia.
It's easier to go to a job you don't hate.
Right? Let's take davening.
You could have said love.
Take learning. I don't know.
Are you focused on me? I'm actually very negative, so. Mm-hmm. I just wrote a Bible and tried to be negative.
Well,
doing really well.
Exactly. I want to dwell on what Avian said. If you come into work grumpy and sad and it stinks and life, I hate life, you're not going to enjoy it. But if you view yourself as, I am happy, I'm going to choose happiness, when I do my service of Hashem, be it davening, be it learning, be it, I don't know, tefillin, be it being nice to people, when I'm in a happy mood, I have the vessels to receive Hashem. Now I wanna end off with this teaching because it's so cool. One last teaching with Rabbi Nachman, and then we'll end it for today. Okay? Rabbi Nachman says that God is a great light, and we need vessels to receive this light. And the only vessel, the only kli to receive that light is what, guys?
Simcha.
Only when we're in a state of simcha can we receive that light of joy, of happiness. So I bless us all to have an amazing day choosing happiness. If you do it, Hashem b'simcha. And Hashem b'simcha.